The Big Story from the Straits Times on Money FM 89.3.
According to the Social and Family Development Ministry, a bigger percentage of married couples are getting divorced in recent years.
Tracking 29 cohorts of couples who wed between 1987 and 2015, the report also found that those who got married more recently break up earlier compared with those who are married for more years.
For example, among those who got married in 2006, 16% split up before their 10th wedding anniversary. This is nearly double compared with those who got married in 1987.
Causes pointed out by social workers include an increase in family stress factors, less quality time as more dual-income couples focus on their careers, less stigma towards divorce, as well as poor conflict management skills.
To talk about this, Arthur Ling, Deputy Executive Director of Fayre Community Services, joins us now. Welcome, Arthur. The findings show that more recently married couples are divorcing compared with those married for a longer time. Arthur, is that surprising to you?
I think this is not really surprising because we see it in our cases, in our counseling cases. I think sometimes we also see amongst our friends, we do see younger couples getting divorced. And I think it's not surprising also given the fact that over this 10 to 20 years, we do see that the family patterns have changed. For example, we see more dual working families, as you rightly mentioned just now, that with more stresses in terms of working, parenting needs and financial needs, marriage oftentimes takes a backseat. The other reason is also as we have more dual working families, we also see that the roles of husband and wife also changes. For example, wives or women have a greater say in terms of the decision making at home. And if the couple is not equipped with the communication and conflict resolution skills, then it's not surprising that when they have more challenges to deal with, where both needs to make a decision together, it makes it very challenging for them. In that sense, we can see some of the possible reasons of why younger couples are getting divorced.
The report looked at people who got married between 1987 and 2015. So, even the most latest in that study is still 6 years old. Arthur, what are the trends you're seeing post-2015?
Frankly speaking, I do not see very major differences. Basically, it's still the same that the couples I see 6 years ago compared to now. If you ask me, any minor difference I do see is that the current younger marriages, they are more informed about, you know, in terms of what the relationship skills are needed to build a marriage, and they are more willing to really search out of how they can be more prepared for it, especially when they start to see their friends break up and also have more awareness due to, more reports on marriage issues and also probably more articles that actually help them to see how to navigate through their marriage life. So I would say that I see more couples getting more interested and serious about how to get ready or prepared for a marriage.
Arthur, the government is considering introducing an amicable divorce model. So under this model, the couple can jointly file for divorce without the need for one to be the plaintiff and the other to be the defendant, which I guess, you know, sets them up in an adversarial relationship to begin with. So what do you think the pros and cons of this model are?
I mean, frankly speaking, as I look at the cases that come to our center, I don't see any cons to it. In fact, I see a lot of pros to this change. For example, the greatest beneficiary to this change, the amicable divorce model, is the well-being of the children. Well, because the shorter runway, you know, to complete a divorce, so the children and the two adults can actually start a new stage of life earlier instead of hanging in the middle and not so sure what to do. And also the other thing is that the child don't have to get stuck in between father and mother, right? In that sense, because instead of needing to be a plaintiff and defendant where we need to show evidence of why we need to divorce, the attention can be given to discussing over the parenting plans of the children. And this will be beneficial to the child, right? And the other one is that because it is an amicable divorce process, we see that the two parents, right, two adults, can have a stronger foundation to co-parent together later compared to if they really need to so-called, fight against each other in court. You know, that will really affect the relationship. But because it's an amicable process, then they are more able to communicate regarding the well-being of the children. And the other benefit I see is also because they don't have to dig up all the unhappy and hurtful events happening in the past, then I see the two adults, you know, after they divorce, they would have faster runway in terms of to grieve over the losses and to start their new life. So I see all this as a pros. I suppose that what people, you know, some people may think that in terms of the cons is that whether are we taking marriage lightly, right? Because of making the divorce process easier in a sense. But I don't see it this way because my view is that this process is targeting at a different group of people. I don't see couples, you know, getting married just because they want to take advantage of the divorce procedure or they think that divorce procedure is easier and that's why they get married. I mean, everybody, I believe, gets married to want to be committed to this marriage for the longest time, right? Even until one day we leave this world in that sense. So I don't see that this process is going to be taken advantage for. And what we can do is that we can always put in safeguards, right, to ensure that when people wants to use this, any couple wants to use this process, then make sure there's safeguards. The other thing is this, we can always strengthen the upstream in terms of the marriage preparation workshop to strengthen the marriage of the young couple so that they don't have to end up, you know, to this stage of divorce. And so, like I said, we are actually targeting at different groups of people. And I see this process as having more pros, and to me, I don't see any cons at all.
Right. Well, Arthur, thank you very much for coming on the show and, of course, shedding more light on this topic. We've been speaking with Arthur Ling. He's a Deputy Executive Director at Fei Yue Community Services.